This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 8:48 in the morning. It's Thursday and the 4th of March. And of course, you're listening to The Morning Run. Now, in about 15 minutes, we've got the KLCI opening, as well as insights on global market with Tony Nash, CEO of Complete Intelligence. But in the meantime, let's talk about another 1MDB-related settlement, which is also something we are polling this morning on our Twitter feed, asking you, the government has agreed to a settlement of about 320 million with Deloitte and 2.8 billion with MBank in relation to the 1MDB scandal. And we are asking you whether it is fair. And of course, there are four options. Do let us know what you think. We've got another 20 minutes on this poll. But in the meantime, after settling with MBank, and we all saw the news yesterday evening, the Malaysian government has now agreed to a settlement of about 320 million ringgit with Deloitte in relation to, of course, this ongoing 1MDB saga.
So Finance Minister Datuk Sri Tunku Zafrul Abdul Aziz said in a statement yesterday that the settlement served to resolve all claims related to their fiduciary duty in auditing the accounts of 1MDB and SRC International for the 2011 to 2014 period. The successful out-of-court settlement is expected to expedite payment of monies to fulfill 1MDB and SRC's outstanding obligations, which would otherwise be delayed by court battles. So last July, Putrajaya successfully negotiated with Goldman Sachs to reach a settlement worth 16 billion ringgit.
So, of course, what does this mean for the ongoing 1MDB case with former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak? Might we also see more settlements in the weeks to come? So to help us unpack this is P. Gunasegaran, editorial consultant at The Vibes and also author of 1MDB, The Scandal That Brought Down a Government. Now, good morning, Guna. What are your thoughts on these closed-door settlements? Can we expect more to come?
I think the problem with closed-door settlements is that there is no transparency. So you do not know what are the factors which have been taken into account in the settlement, and how they arrived at the settlement value. So that is basically the problem with these closed door settlements. Certainly, I think that you could expect some more because KPMG was auditor for a period of time and some of the troubles at 1MDB were taking place. So that could see some kind of action being taken. And then there are any number of intermediaries, those banks through which monies flowed to companies which were siphoning out money from 1MDB. So there could potentially be some others. But I think the main ones are basically Goldman Sachs and MBank. So that has been sort of like taken care of.
I want to just build on your question about your concern about the closed-door settlement because there's no transparency over how they settled. But MBank did say that it was about five times the profit, right? Is that not good enough, or what other details are you kind of looking for in trying to understand whether the settlements were fair or not?
All right. If you look at the MBank settlement, you need to compare it with, Goldman's, I don't think the finance minister's statement itself said that it was five times the profit foregone. In fact, that figure was not given in the statement at all. That was reported by the Edge that Joe Lo made 600 million from flipping the bonds. So if you look at Arab Malaysian, the thing here to look at is the amount relative to the loan to the bond amount. So 2.83 million would account for something like 57% of the bond amount. Whereas if you look at the Goldman settlement, it was 3.9 US billion dollars, but in this case here, out of that 1.4 billion is a guarantee that Goldman made, which probably it wouldn't have to take out a cent for. So that puts Goldman's effective settlement at 2.5 billion compared to the total loan amount, the bond amount of 6.5 billion. So on a proportionate basis, that is 37%. Against compared to MBank's 57%. So on a proportional basis, MBank's penalty was 50% higher. Mm-hmm. So why is this so? So there is no apparent explanation for that. So why was Goldman's given a much better deal when they may have been much more culpable because they had a role to play in the disbursement of the loan amounts, which was fraudulently disbursed to parties to which they should not have been given. So there's no explanation for things like this. Huh?
Meanwhile, Gunnar, if we look at the Deloitte settlement, how do you then calculate what is a fair formula? Because they provided auditing and accounting services, right? So what about like going forward all the other intermediaries?
Okay, in this case here, one has to look at the chronology of auditors. Now, in September 2010, Ernst & Young was EY was terminated as auditor for refusing to sign off on 1MDB's 2010 account. They wanted to cite some documents relating to PetroSaudi. If you remember, the MBank loan or the MBank bond of $5 billion was made in 2009. And from this loan, the subsequent report showed a lot of money was transferred to Goodstar, which was a Jolo company. I think it was something like US $700 million. So when EY refused to sign off on this on the accounts, then that was already a red flag. Yeah? And then the KPMG took over according to reports in October 2011, but they were terminated on December 31st, 2013 because they were unable to undertake audit procedures and couldn't verify some of the claims which were made by 1MDB. So Deloitte then replaced KPMG probably in 2014. And then it quits on July 16th, 2016, after the US Department of Justice report, which finally blew the case open on 1MDB and gave hardly any doubt. There was hardly any doubt left that there was major theft at 1MDB at that point in time, you know, because of the money flows. So Deloitte was probably responsible for audit for the 2013 to 2015 period, you know, only resigning in 2016. And so they should have been aware that there were major problems at 1MDB. In fact, when I was at Kinibis at that time, we wrote an 8-part report on troubles at 1MDB in March 2013. So they should have been aware of problems at 1MDB, and yet they signed off, you know, probably three sets of accounts. So if Deloitte had not signed those things off, perhaps if the accounts had been heavily qualified, 1MDB perhaps could not have gone through with some of the subsequent bond issues that they did with Goldman. So I think US 80 billion is insufficient settlement. For an auditor which did not flag billions of US dollars in possible losses.
Yeah, so you know, what does this all mean for the current case with former Prime Minister Najib Tun Razak?
I don't think it will directly impact the case at all, because I mean, the case will be decided on legal matters. But the thing is, this kind of settlements with institutions indicates that there were major wrongs which were done in 1MDB. There was major wrongdoing in 1MDB, and that institutions were complicit. You know, so to that extent, the public perception on Najib would perhaps worsen as a result.
And Gunnar, do you know whether these settlements are just purely the efforts of the PN government?
No, I think if you read the statement by Tony Pua, who was MP Tony Pua, was former finance minister Lim Guan Eng's political secretary at that time, he clearly stated that during this was started during the Harapan's time. You know? And so this is the continuation of efforts which had already been taken during the period of the rule of the Harapan government.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was P. Gunasegaran, editorial consultant at The Vibes and author of 1MDB, The Scandal That Brought Down a Government, helping us go through this rather complicated time. timeline and also all the characters, I would say, all the different people or the different companies, banks involved in this 1MDB saga. And, you know, it's really quite a twisted tale, I would have to say.
Yeah, I like the way he was explaining the compensation structure between AmBank and Goldman and understanding why is it that Goldman got a bit less as a relative percentage compared to AmBank.
Yeah.
And why, you know, Deloitte basically got off a bit lighter than what he expected it to be.
Yes, and that maybe $80 million is not enough compensation sufficient. Because of the culpability, right? But anyway, this morning we did ask a poll. We had a poll on Twitter asking the government has agreed to a settlement of about $320 million with Deloitte and $2.8 billion with AmBank in relation to the 1MDB scandal. Is this fair? And we had four options. 9.6% of the 200 votes said yes. 24% said no. 26% said it will never be enough, whilst 40% said needs jail time, i.e. I suppose they think it should be more serious.
I think it's showing that nearly 90% of the respondents here really felt this was not good enough.
Of course, I think the country is still paying a price for this 1MDB saga. But up next, the KLCI opening, as well as market insights with Tony Ash, CEO of Complete Intelligence. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.